Craft beer seems to be booming in central Ohio, with breweries opening all over the place. As part of WOSU's Curious CBUS project, one listener wanted to know what was going on with craft brewing. So I set out to the streets of Columbus to find out. Not but 10 years ago, if you wanted a Columbus-made craft beer, you had limited options. There was Elevator Brewing, Columbus Brewing Company, Barley Smokehouse and Brewery, and maybe a couple others. But that was it. Now, all of that has changed. Maybe it's a shift in culture, a shift in attitude, or a shift in preference. Whatever it may be, the last 5 years, the craft beer market in Columbus has seen a seismic conversion. And Bob Grove, a high school science teacher and lifelong resident of Columbus, asked this question.
I wanted to know, why was Columbus such a hotbed of craft brewing lately? And was government of some level doing anything to try to facilitate that?
So, naturally, we sat down for some drinks.
We are sitting in Grain and Grapes, which is a craft brew store tap room right on the edge of Eastmore and Bexley.
We talked about craft beer and specifically Columbus's history with craft beer.
Being a townie, being from Columbus, I can remember when Hoster's first started making craft beer in a restaurant down on High Street, and when Columbus Brewing first started, and they were it. And within the last couple of years, it seems like three or four new places open up every couple 3 months.
To learn exactly why and how fast breweries were opening in Columbus, I talked to Cheryl Harrison from the blog Drink Up Columbus. And the first thing we wanted to know, is Columbus really a hotbed for craft beer? Yes, 30 breweries have opened in the last 5 years, but Harrison says we're not unique.
We do have a lot of breweries here, and we are probably one of the top 50 cities in the country per number of breweries. We're not by any means the only city seeing this growth.
As it turns out, craft brewing is exploding nationwide. But Bob is on to something. It does feel like it's such a Columbus thing right now. There are neighborhood breweries all over the place, and Harrison says that's by design.
Yeah, we've really seen the shift to neighborhood-centric breweries. I mean, we have smaller towns like Canal Winchester and Pickerington that are even getting their own breweries now. A brewery like Lineage in Clintonville, they really don't distribute their beer much. That's pretty much the only place you get it. So
I headed over to Lineage Brewing, where the beer barrels gleam through a window in its rustic-themed tap room, and I asked co-owner Mike Byrne about his neighborhood brewery concept and how they can compete with a nationwide craft brewery like Sam Adams.
Yeah, I think it's because Columbus is such a young city. And right now, our generation and the generation below us, there seems to be a resurgence of handcrafted items. And I think there's just a much bigger appreciation now for small batch and high quality items.
So, while the craft beer boom might not be proprietary to Columbus or even Ohio, there are about 200 breweries in the entire state of Ohio. Certainly, there are a lot more options out there than there were 10 years ago. And now, on to the other part of Bob Grove's question. Is Ohio government doing anything to facilitate the craft beer boom? Here's Cheryl Harrison again.
The legislator changed the A1A permit that breweries have to allow them to sell their own beer on premise. So before that, you weren't able to serve a pint of your own beer unless you were a restaurant.
And even as recently as this summer, Ohio lawmakers raised the legal alcohol limit for beer made or sold in Ohio. For Curious CBUS, I'm Thomas Bradley, WOSU News.